Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
But it's good to see all of you that came out today. How many of you came looking for a blessing this morning? How many of you came with a real need in your life? You know, there's so many times that we don't avail ourselves of the altar. We get down to invitation time, and I know we all have serious needs. But the altar call seems to only bring one or two people down. You may say, well, I pray at home. But let me tell you, there's something about praying with other folks that are willing to pray for you. And you saw the need. You saw the hands that went up. These folks were willing to pray for you. If you say, well, I don't have anything to pray for, look at all those hands that went up. Pray for those folks. They stand in serious need of prayer today. We need it like never before. William did this song a couple weeks ago, but it had been requested that he do it again today. I love the words to it. Fall on my knee. Pray for me.
Gets me down. This world can be a lonely place to be. I wonder, oh God, why? And I try to analyze all the possibilities. There's no reason or rhyme. It's out of my hands this time, and I just fall on my knees. He hears my plea, and he knows my need. When my strength is nearly gone and I feel so all alone, then I just fall. I fall on my knees. When doubt clouds my mind and I'm haunted by some old memory, I want to run away because I am afraid to face the reality. There's a secret place where overtaken by grace, and I just fall on my knees. God hears my plea, and he when my strength is nearly gone and I feel so all alone, then I just fall. I fall. Strength is nearly gone, and I feel so all all alone, then I can just fall. Thank you, Lord, I can fall on my knees.
Hey. I just feel led to read some scripture. Do you mind? Psalm chapter 8. I was in my study last night and preparing for my message for this morning. But during my cross-referencing different verses and so forth, this chapter came across. I came across this chapter. And I just feel like it fits right in with what the Lord is doing for us at Westside at this minute. And this is what the Bible says, and I think we need to keep this in mind. Oh, Lord, our Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord. You can come to this altar and cry out, oh, Lord, our Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength to cause thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord, our Lord, sent his son to die on the cross for you and for me, dirty, rotten sinners. God allowed his son to be, if I may say again, lower than the angels. And then thou hast made him little, lower than the angels, hast thou crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't feel led to expound. I just felt led to read it. Brother Dave, y'all come sing another song.
Thank you.
get stuck sometimes in form and fashion of things. And we think that somewhere it's written in the Bible that you sing an opening song, you have a prayer, you take an offering, you sing two specials, you sit down, the preacher preaches. Sometimes the preacher needs to preach, and we need to sing afterwards and shout and rejoice and just throw the devil off, if nothing else. Let's go ahead and do What a Lovely Name. We were planning on singing this morning, and the way things were kind of going, it was fitting a different way. But what a lovely name.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, we're talking about the Lord, our Lord, right? I'm glad. I know the Lord, aren't you? Don't you? I want to tell you this morning, I've got a message, and I really want to preach it. But folks, the Holy Spirit has done everything that needs to be done at Westside Baptist Church this morning. I mean to tell you, it's hard. You know how it is, Pastor. You stay up, study 8, 9, 10 hours straight, crawl in bed at 2 or 3 o'clock a.m., get up, come in fired up, raring to go, you know. And you want so badly to share with the church what the Lord gave you. But what the Lord gave me, He didn't want for you this morning. But we've gotten it in song, through the reading of your word, through testimony and prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus has done His work this morning at Westside Baptist Church. And that's the good news. Second part of the good news is, you're going to beat the Methodist to the restaurant this morning. Amen. Amen. Could we please, let's all stand.